3. The story text. Read the text and discuss what you think about it. One spring morning at 4 o'clock, the first cuckoo arrived in the Valley of the Moomins. He perched on the blue roof of Moomin House and cuckooed 8 times, rather hoarsely, to be sure, for it was still a bit early in the spring. Then he flew away to the east. Moomin Troll woke up and lay a long time looking at the ceiling before he realized where he was. He had slept 100 nights and 100 days, and his dream still thronged about his head, trying to coax him back to sleep. But as he was wriggling round, trying to find a cozy new spot to sleep, he caught sight of something that made him quite wide awake. Snufkin's bed was empty. Moomin Troll sat up. Yes, Snufkin's hat had gone too. Goodness gracious me, he said, tiptoeing to the open window. Aha! Snufkin had been using the rope ladder. Moomin Troll scrambled over the windowsill and climbed cautiously down on his short legs. He could see Snufkin's footprints plainly in the wet earth, wandering here and there and rather difficult to follow, until suddenly they did a long jump and crossed over themselves. He must have been very happy, decided Moomin Troll. He did a somersault here. That's clear enough. Suddenly, Moomin Troll lifted his nose and listened. Far away, Snufkin was playing his gayest song. All small beasts should have bows in their tails. And Moomin Troll began to run towards the music. Down by the river he came upon Snufkin, who was sitting on the bridge with his legs dangling over the water, his old hat pulled down over his ears. Hello, said Moomin Troll, sitting down beside him. Hello to you, said Snufkin, and went on playing. The sun was up now and shone straight into their eyes, making them blink. They sat swinging their legs over the running water, feeling happy and carefree. They had had many strange adventures on this river and had brought home many new friends. Moomin Troll's mother and father always welcomed all their friends in the same quiet way, just adding another bed and putting another leaf in the dining room table. And so Moomin House was rather full, a place where everyone did what they liked and seldom worried about tomorrow. Very often unexpected and disturbing things used to happen, but nobody ever had time to be bored, and that is always a good thing.